You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, if you go further to read verse 24, Jesus said, therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. You will notice that Jesus used the word do here. You may easily simply say that he meant obey. But I want to tell you that is more than the issue of obedience. Many Christians only know about obeying the word of God. They do not know about doing the word of God. Therefore, they have not known how to engage in the word of God. So, for example, we have read that the scripture says, flee fornication, thou shalt not commit adultery. So, you want to obey that. All right? But then, when the scripture says, do not worry about tomorrow, you see, if you do not deliberately engage that word in every situation of your life, you are not going to truly experience God. Many are not doing the word of God. To do the word of God is to live by the word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. It is you now engaging the word of God. It is you now saying, this is what the word of God says. Then this is what I'm going to do. So, for example, we want to buy a land. When we had the money, when we had the price rather, there was no way we could buy this land. So, what did I do? I just went to the Lord. Lord, what are you saying about this land? And then the Lord didn't say anything about it. So I knew that we won't be getting that land. So there's no point disturbing myself. You know what is happening? Because there was no word. If the Lord had said that, don't worry, it will be yours. Even though the money in my lifetime, I don't know if I will even see that kind of money before. I will believe that that land was possible. Then I will engage that word. But there's no way it is written in the scripture that if you want to buy a land, Go and ask the Lord and do what he says. There's no scripture like that. It is you that you will have to engage the word of God like that. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. If you are having fear in certain areas of your life, then you need to go and engage the word of God. You need to go and ask yourself, okay, why am I having fear that if I when I'm to give birth to baby, I will die? Why am I having fear that if I enter an aircraft, I'm going to die? So what you now need to do is to do the word of God. So what do you do? You say, okay, what does the word of God says about having fear of traveling? Then you now see the scripture saying that I will keep your going out and your coming in. Ah, you say, oh, so this is what the word of God says. I'm going to be at peace, be flying everywhere. Let's go anywhere God wants me to go. There is no need to fear again. He said he will keep my going out. He will keep my coming in. You see, there is no scripture that forces you to go and do that. It is you now doing the word of God. That means that you are essentially living your life by the word of God. So when you check the life of many Christians, they are actually not living by the word of God. They are living by their head. They are living by their own sense of judgment. Not by scriptures. They are not engaging scriptures in every aspect of their life. So Jesus said, he that do, for example, as a husband, it is you that you are going to make deliberate decision by the grace of God to love your wife as Christ loved the church. If you don't engage that word and deliberately do it, you will keep hearing it, you will keep seeing it in the scripture, but you will still be a terrible and wicked husband. May the Lord give you understanding. And please note, it is only those that do that will enter the kingdom of God. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 78 5:2. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.